everyone. My name is Thulile Dladla. I'm from an organization called the Epilepsy Foundation of SA. I'm a social worker there. Today is actually World Epilepsy Day, and this week is World Epilepsy Week. Some of you may actually ask themselves, what is epilepsy? Well, epilepsy is a disorder of the central nervous system, and it occurs when the brain discharges too much electrical energy. This extra surge of energy may interrupt or alter one's consciousness and thus result in a seizure. A seizure is actually what we see now, and that we can actually tell that a person has epilepsy. So there are three different common types of seizures that we usually educate the community about.
So let's go to the rural areas. Are you finding there's a lot of epilepsy in those areas, and do people know what it is?
We find that there is a lot of people that have the condition of epilepsy there. They do know what it is, but they don't think it's medical. They think that it's a form of witchcraft. So instead of going to see doctors, having it diagnosed, getting treatments, they go for the traditional methods and they try to treat it in that way. Sometimes it works for maybe a month or two and they think that it has stopped, but then it comes back, and when it comes back again, it is more aggressive than it was before. So we do have some of our social workers that are actually out in Zululand, in Eshowe, in all of those places that side. They are also trying to raise awareness, offer services to people with epilepsy, their families, people affected and that also have the condition of epilepsy.
Is epilepsy curable?
No, it is not, unfortunately. The treatment, what it basically does is it helps to control the seizures so that you don't have a seizure every day or you don't have a seizure every month. You have to take your medication every single day so that your seizures are controlled, but it does not cure the condition of epilepsy, unfortunately. Once you have it, you have it. But the good thing about the medication is you find that maybe a person is not getting seizures anymore, but that doesn't mean that you need to stop your medication just because you are not experiencing any seizures. You only stop medication when you've been instructed by your doctor.
If somebody suddenly starts having a fit and you know that they're epileptic, what do you do?
Okay, I'm just going to talk about the most common one, the one that I think most of us have actually witnessed, when a person suddenly falls down and they start shaking, they bite their tongue, they froth at the mouth and so on. So with that one, there are a few important things that you need to do. Firstly, it is important to protect their head, because what we need to do is we need to try and prevent further damage happening to the brain. So what we do is we take any soft object. It can be a cushion if you have a cushion. If you don't have a cushion, anything soft, be it it's their jersey or if it's their bag, you put it underneath their head for support so that their head does not keep on banging against a hard object, therefore causing further damage to the brain. Because what you find is people with epilepsy over time, they are forgetful or their speech becomes interrupted, they stutter. So that's why we need to avoid further damage to the brain. Secondly, you need to try and turn them to their side, because most of them, as I've said, they froth. So you don't want that saliva to actually go back to the throat and for them to choke. So it's best if they're on the side so that it comes out. Maybe you can assist by just wiping it off. Another thing that is important is if they're wearing any tight clothing too much, you try and you loosen it up so that they can actually get some air and they cool off. But what is important is you just leave them to have the fit, and then when it's over, you can just reassure them, explain to them what has happened and check if they're okay. Also, remove anything around them that may harm them.
And biting of the tongue?
Biting of the tongue, some people, what they've been doing is they insert spoons in the mouth because they're saying they're trying to prevent that. But that is actually very dangerous, because as you insert in the spoon, what if you push the person's tongue back and they choke? So get anything soft. Some people have suggested teething rubbers for children. You put that in the mouth. Also, just a simple face towel. As long as it's clean, you can try and put it in the mouth so that as their teeth are just grinding together, they don't actually bite their tongue. Anything that is soft and safe that you can put in the mouth, but don't force it. If their jaws are locked, rather leave it, because you may end up hurting their teeth as well.
How do people get hold of you and the organization if they're wanting more information or needing more help with epilepsy?
Our offices are at Umgeni, 353 Umgeni Road. We usually just say directly opposite Home Affairs, because Home Affairs is like the big landmark. That is our main offices. But our social workers offer services all around KZN. We go out KwaMashu, Inanda, we are in Durban, all the hospitals, all the clinics in KZN. We try and cover as much as we can. So if you want to know that there's a social worker from our organization that actually comes out in your area, you need to call us. You can call us on 031 309 1370. It's 031 0309-1370. You can tell us where you're from, find out if there's a social worker that comes out in your area, in your local clinic, and you can make an appointment and you can see that social worker. Our services are free. We don't charge anything. We offer therapeutic and supportive services to families and to people that have epilepsy. And we also do community awareness and community education also in schools, because epilepsy does not just affect older persons, it also affects children. So we also go out in schools and raise as much awareness as we can. Our website is www.epilepsydbn.co.za. Our email address is vickyepilepsy@telkomsa.net. vickyepilepsy@telkomsa.net.